Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. And we're so happy to have you today and the time. Amen. And we'd like to thank God for the things that you are doing, that you're going to do, and we praise God for your effort of being here. Amen. Oh, Doctrine of Truth. We pray that God would deliver you and help you. Amen. At this time. Amen. We thank God now. Amen. We want to pray. Father, we thank you for each and every one. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you are doing and that you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to look upon them and bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bind, seal, and hand on every part. And, God, as we lift you up, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good afternoon. God bless you. We welcome you to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Poole. We say call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And we're praying that the things that you've been going through, amen, the Lord will help you and deliver you, amen, all kind of diseases and problems, amen, the situations, amen. We know he's able. He's able, amen. So we have witnesses and as well as testimonies, amen, that God can help us when we can't help ourselves. God can help us. Amen. And what we do here as the Doctrine of Truth, as well as the program, those that have came in for the first time, amen, we always introduce your area code and your last four digits. Your area code and your last four digits. Amen. So we don't give out the whole telephone number. Amen. You can feel free to talk. Amen. And we're just going to read some scriptures and set a little basis here. Amen. For the foundation that each and every one. We're coming from 2 Peter, the second chapter. Amen. We're coming from 2 Peter, the second chapter. And we're going to read a little bit, and you can read along, amen, with us, amen. Paul, the Apostle Peter, amen, was reading, giving scriptures, amen. This is the letter, this is the last day's approach with Apostle Peter, and we thank God, amen, for each and every one of you been praying for me, and we continue to thank you for your prayers. Amen. We have been doing some things and going on anyhow. You know, we got to press on. Amen. We're doing some different ways with our engineer. Amen. Tonight, today, wherever you might be reading this broadcast, you know, we come through and give you the scriptures and the subject is the way of the truth, the way of the truth. Amen. We don't try to fight people, doctrine, their problems. Amen. You can express yourself, but we don't fight against anyone, discourage anyone. Amen. So you're welcome to call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Peter, the Apostle Peter, you know, he's on the walk with Jesus, and he walked on the water. Amen. He had a very close relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's what we are striving for. All of us are striving for that relationship. Yes, we do have the knowledge and some of the experience, but that relationship when you get in trouble, that relationship that you have, that you don't have to explain yourself all the time, people are people, amen, because you have had a relationship through trials and tribulation and situations as time goes on. You know, a relationship, you start from day one and you build and you build and you build. So you get to the part where you know Jesus, amen. You get to the part where Jesus knows you inside and out, amen. But he still relate to, it's not over. It's not over when you have a relationship, amen, because the relationship you're going to have and that you're working for and you're building on is that when time, your time is over, your time of here and God's purpose for you in life has gone on, and he promised you, amen, through it all, he promised you to sickness, trials and tribulation, let down and discouragement, that he will give you eternal life. Amen. That's his promise. Amen. You don't have to be in health or wealth. Amen. Poor, sick, blind, halt. No, he said, I will give you eternal life. Amen. So we as Christians, you have to be aware of that you are more spiritual than you think you are. When you've been born like babies and born into the natural world, when you be born again, your spirit be born into a spiritual world. Amen. And you are spiritually attached to Jesus Christ. Amen. It's just up to you now. Amen. When you go, amen, when we leave this earth and you know you're not going to meet a stranger, you're going to meet Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you know him, you talk with him, you shared stories, amen. You shared commitments with him, and he know you. You know one another. You know, you get on these cell phones, and we thank God for the phones now. We're doing all we can to spread the gospel. And in Second Peter, I'll be reading out of the King James Bible, and some of you have other Bibles. I always stress that. Make sure you know what the interpretation, what Bible you have. Always reach out for the King James Bible. It has a history. Amen. The king wanted all English-speaking people to learn how to read. Just something from a 10th grade level. Amen. And start from there. And there are all other Bibles. There are King James Bible, the American Standard. Amen. The Amplified Bible, the New International Bible. Amen. But try to stay close, you can, the interpretation of the King James Bible. Amen. I know they have interpretations trying to make sure you can read it. But once you become born again, well, the Bible is spiritual. The Bible is spiritual. Amen. All right. Second Peter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring them unto swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with foreign words make merchandise of you. whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnable slumber not. If God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them to the chain of darkness, to be preserved unto the judgment. Amen. We're going to stop there. Talking about the way of the truth. Amen. The way Peter said that the way of the truth. Amen. They have by reason whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. The way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. As much Jesus said in the last days in the book of Matthew's, but be not deceived. Amen. Be not deceived. We are in the atmosphere of deception. We are in the atmosphere. The world is going through, amen, like Jesus was saying, like a woman having a baby. Amen. She started having birth pains. And we see not only climate change, we see it look like going to be wars. Then we have pestilence. These diseases and things that are coming out from all over, amen, because of the climate change in certain area, amen. But this is not of God. This is demonic, because Jesus came healing, and we're going to have testimonies of that. Jesus came healing, amen. Half of his ministry was about healing, amen, doing the things that was, amen, that the enemy came. Amen. The enemy brought death and destruction. Amen. When he deceived Adam and Eve. Amen. In the book of First John, in the book of First John, the things that happened. Amen. excuse me. Book of First John, the third chapter, and the eighth verse. He that sinneth is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, the purpose of God, half of Jesus' ministry came healing and telling the record of God. Amen. Speaking the words of God, speaking the truth. Amen. And warning the people, let the people know, amen, that God is love. God is not of destruction. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and went about doing good. Doing good is a part of salvation, brethren. Doing good is a part, amen, of Jesus' work. Doing good. And healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. That was Jesus' word. He came in, he did good, healing the sick, healing and helping the blind, halt. All the works that the devil had done, Jesus come in, overturning it. Overturning it. Amen. Amen. I always call that once you get saved, I say, well, you know, salvation part two. Amen. You got to do something. Amen. You got to reach out and follow God's word and walk on God's word. Amen. Matthew 7:7, St. John 15. Amen. You got to do something, and God has given you the victory to live here on earth. Amen. And helping other people as well. All right, we're going to open up the lines. Those of you who have been first with this broadcast, and we thank God we've been, amen, working on some things and going through some things, but we're back live. Amen. We're making some adjustments. We're not as smooth as we want to be, but we're doing all we can. Amen. So when you call in, if you want to say anything, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Amen. And the operator will put you in. And then after that, we just call out your area code and your last 4 digits. That's how it works. The area code and last 4 digits. Amen. So we're going into the studio now to open up the lines. Amen. For those that want to talk about, amen, the way of the truth. Amen. What you see going on in the land. Amen. Things that you thought wasn't going to happen. Maybe it's happening. Amen. And they are talking against the church. They're talking against what God is doing. And Jesus said this was going to happen. Amen. So we're living in a time of Noah and Lot, and you can see it. You can see it. Maybe you thought you did. That's why I say the Bible is true. Those that fight against the word of God, they know what they're fighting against. They know why they're fighting against it, because they don't want the truth to be coming out. Amen. Truth is, will set you free. Amen. All right, now we're going into the studio with those that you press one on your phone. Amen. When you press one on your phone, amen, they will bring you in. All right, we have an area code of 561. The last four digits is 1413. Last four digits is 1413. Amen. Let's go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. I would like to say that's a beautiful subject. Praise the Lord. It's just like you said, we're living in like the days of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, and the day of Noah. But just like in their days, they was faced with all kind of talk, all kind of slander, accusation, all kind of evil things going on around them, every abominable thing. But they hold on to what was right. And we have to do the same thing. We have to, like Noah, we have to cry out repentance. We have to cry out. We're instead holding on to the unchanged hand of God. And we got to, most of all, what the scripture is talking about, basically in a nutshell, is having the fruits of the Spirit. And like you said, having goodness is all a part of salvation. We have to know how to love one another. We got to learn how to give. We got to learn how to forgive. And most of all, put on the whole armor of God, the fruits of the Spirit, have self-discipline, control, temperance. Amen. And we just have to buckle down like never before. I was studying today, and I said to myself, I haven't heard nobody say in a long time, I thank God for being ahead of my life. I said, Lord, I haven't said that in a long time, and I want to be able to say that and genuinely mean that. Because when God is ahead of your life, you don't have nothing to worry about. You're not in your flesh, and you're not involved in any mess. So I just want to say that's where I want to be at right now, to those old-fashioned testimonies, because you don't hear them anymore. So I'm going to start by giving mine every day in my walk and talk. Oh, you supposed to been doing that, Pastor Felix. Yeah, but we all fall short. Amen. But I'm talking right now, 2022. God, have your way. I know what the words say to. That's my proclamation, and that's my stand. I want to be holy and righteous right now. Woo! Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you, man of God. Good to have you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpening iron. Proverbs say we help us one to another. All right. We're going to 754-7506, the last four digits. 7506, the last four digits. 754. Bless you.
Good afternoon, Bishop.
Bless you.
Thank God for tonight's lesson. And the song can come to me, Jesus is the answer for the world today. So Jesus is still our answer no matter what's going on. He still is our answer. We have to continue to trust in God, know that he knows what's going on. This is his world. And he is our answer to every situation. Every situation we get involved in or what's going on around, he already knows, but he wants to remind us he still is our answer. Continue to trust in God because he is our only hope. He is our answer for the world today. I just want to put that out there on tonight.
All right. God bless you, woman. God bless you. Amen. If I cut you off, I don't mean to cut you off now. Like I said, the engineer is working this. So if you call in, I cut you off, call back. Let's call back. Amen. All right, we're talking about the way of the truth. Peter said, you have people among you. People among you. Amen. What I found, that's the two spirits that go along with this. Amen. Satan, he has so many, amen, gates and lying ways. I found that he has what I found, what really affects people, it affects everybody, discouragement. When you be told a lie and to be discouraged meant fall in along with, amen, sometimes jealousy. Those spirits, amen, they work along with the way of the truth. The way of the truth. Whatever you desire to do, God, Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. And God can do all things. And once you start experimenting that, and how he does it, he works in the way of information. In the beginning is the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he give you the Word. We always say, well, I'm going to pray and ask God. Let God tell me. That's what he's doing. He give you a word. But you have to activate that. You have to move on that. Because if you don't, James said, what is faith without works is dead. Amen. All right, you can call in. Press 1 on your phone. We're talking about the way of the truth. Maybe you find out something later on that was hid in your salvation walk. Amen. And discourage you. You have to take that class one-on-one, amen, that betrayal class that Judas put out there many years ago during the gospel when he was a part of the gospel team, betrayal class. All right, we're at area code 561, the last four digits are 6193.
Good afternoon, Bishop. How are you today?
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for all you've done and done and holding things together for me. Now, I remember something you told me a long time ago. The Lord said the world is mine and the fullness thereof. And, you know, when he went back home, to his own home, people denying him. They didn't even know who he was. But faith and his disciples kept him going. And when Jesus came back, they ran, hid, scared of Jesus, of what he was going to do to them. But God is love. He made love. He showed the world that he loved them. He showed me that he loved me because he brought me from the COVID.
Yes, sir.
Brought me back to full life in a few days. Not a whole lot of days, a few days. And then after that, people tried to deny me of what I was doing with the Lord, what he told me to do. They tried to discourage me from doing it. But I said, the devil is a lie. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing for the Lord. Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Keep on striving. Amen.
That's
Jesus
right.
is success. Amen. If you want to be successful in life, you got to have him. You got to have him. All right, another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. We want to give everybody a chance. All right, we're at 561-1413. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just would like to say, for God so loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son for a little, low-down, no-good wretch of a man like me. I once was blind, but now I see. I'm so grateful through his shed blood and my confession of Jesus through faith He set me free, and I have the victory. And I can do all things through Christ Jesus, because he's the one that strengthens me. And he strengthens each and every one of you in Blog Talk Land. Amen, amen, amen. Be bold and courageous. Fight for the faith. Contend. God bless you. Amen. Love you all.
All right. God bless you, man of God. We appreciate your encouragement. That's what we're here to encourage one another and love one another. Amen. You know, you can do all things. And once you learn, all right, we're going to go to 954-0665. 954-0665. Amen. You're on the air.
Hello, Bishop. How you doing?
All right, bless you, man.
Pastor Howard McCall calling in. All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to let you know you're doing a wonderful job in Jesus. And I want all the broadcast listeners to know that Jesus is still on the main line. And I'm here letting everybody know that God is working wonderful powers right on. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. I come to let the people know that I was sick and in the hospital for a whole month. I did not have COVID. I was attacked by asthma and some chemicals from a neighbor's roof. But I bring you notice. I was knocked down, but I got back up because of Jesus. And the scripture came to me the whole while when I was in the hospital. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I was healed because I trusted in God's word. And I was healed by his stripes. And I kept the faith while I was in the hospital for a whole month. And God delivered me. And I thank God for his son Jesus, because in John the 15th chapter, he said, I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman. And I thank God for Jesus being the truth. If God said it, it shall come to pass. I asked for healing, and I got it because God's word is true. And everybody needs to stand on God's word and get rooted and grounded in God's word and put on the whole armor of God to stand in the wild and evil days. Be blessed, Bishop. Thank God for you.
God bless you, man of God. Wonderful testimony. All this is these are victory testimonies. That God's word is true. It's true. Yeah, I don't know who you can depend on other people's words, but amen. Jeremiah said, cursed be the man that trusts in man. Amen. Amen. But we trusted in God. Amen. Nevertheless, we trusted in God. Put on the whole armor. Said something there as well. The whole armor, not just faith, but the word. Amen. And praying. Okay, the floor is open. We're in the studio. We want to hear what you have to say. If you got something else to say, you can always click back in. Amen. Because it's your time now. You can express and get your testimony out there. Amen. That many people can grab on to it. Amen. That we need to hear the truth. We need to hear the truth. We need to hear the atmosphere is full of liars out there. Amen. And Peter said, they're going to be among us. All right, we're area code 229, the last four digits are 84 and 42. 84 and 42. Amen. You're on air. Oh. Okay, all right. Go ahead. God bless you on air.
Okay. The word that we are meditating on tonight is an excellent word for, and a timely word for this season, because the way of the truth, there's so many people in the world, from the White House to the crack house, is looking for what they think is truth. But I just come to tell you what the word of God says tonight, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So we don't have to look for any other way, because no other way will get us real truth. But the White House, government officials, are looking for truth. They're even looking for a way to leave the earth and find another planet that's suitable, that we humans can live on. But I read the word that he put us in the earth, and that's where he planned for us to stay. And if they would just take Jesus Christ and trust his way, his will, we don't have to look for any other way, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the light. And we don't have to search for it in governments, in our homes, in people, in false prophets. We just have to trust Jesus Christ, and he will bring us into real truth. We don't have to wonder about it. When he brings us into that truth, our spirit witness with his spirit, and we know that this is the way, the truth, and the light. And if we walk in it, we'll enjoy the benefits that the truth brings. The truth has benefits for us as believers. So if we just walk in the way, the truth and the light, and we don't have to look for a lot of light, just walk in Christ. He is the light.
Yes.
He is the truth. And so I just thank God that he walks with me. The song said he talks with me. And he leads me and guides me. And so I know the truth because I know what the word has declared. Thank you so very much.
All right. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. The truth, there's a group before Jesus came on the scene. I mean, during the time after he left, they would call themselves the way. But after Jesus had died and the apostle was moving around, they said these people are Christ-like. Amen. They're Christ-like. And Christ-like is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. In Jeremiah 17, you want to throw this, Jeremiah 17 and 5 says, amen, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and make flesh his arm, whom heart depart from the Lord. When you hear words and different things from people and your heart begin to move from the church or your salvation, amen, we already cursed, because Teen talks about, amen, if you don't believe in him, amen, though they are cursed already, amen, but Jesus came to bring us life, amen. Where are we? Amen. If they don't be careful, we're already in being cursed, amen. And John 3:16, amen, 16 and 17, amen. So trust is a very area, amen, we can handle, but we can't let it get to our heart, amen, because you believe in your heart is the one that gets you into Christ. God, look at the heart. John 3:17, we know 16, but 17 says, but God sent his son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. 18, he that believeth not is condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Amen. So God's word bring us into the light. Amen. We trust, put our heart in God. You put your heart in him. Amen. And you can't go wrong. But there's so many voices. Peter said, and like the last, the woman of God was saying, when people in high authority And we tend, it used to be we tend when people in high authority, they say things. You know, it's true. You know, you just trust in that. But now, this atmosphere now, amen. You don't, they say something, then you find out, say, oh, that person was lying. That person was lying. And we know that all liars, according to Revelation, will have their part. Why God put such a stress among disobedience about lying, because that's the only way you can get saved. You speak from your mouth, and you believe it in your heart, and then you put that trust in Jesus Christ. The Lord, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins. Amen. I trust in you, other words. Amen. Everybody that sinned now, 1 John 1:9 says, all have sinned and fallen short. We all have fell short. Sometimes you fall short every day. You know, I will ask the Lord, forgive me of my transgression if I give those who trespass against me. So the way Jesus teaching the Bible of the truth can make you feel comfortable, that whatever you're doing, if you do it and you fall short of it, at least you have a good conscience that, Lord, I tried, I did my best. And he looks at your heart. Thank God he looked at your heart. All right, it's your time now. I don't want to say too much. It's your time. You can press 1 on your phone. We're glad to have you all tonight. Our studio is full up. We thank God for all the area codes all over. Amen. We're praying for those of you, I know, in the physical, God see you. Amen. The mothers and the grandmothers, amen. Our young people, we've had to pray for this generation. Amen. They coming up in an era wasn't during my times. And some of us times, we have to pray for our young people. Have patience with them. Amen. They might fall short 2 or 3 times. They might have friends that they really trust. Amen. And find out later on, their friend would just after, like Peter was saying, they was out to merchandise. Amen. What that mean? Sometimes, you know, there are people that need jobs. Amen. They'll turn their back on you. Not because they want to, but because of the fact that, amen, they might need a job, or somebody promised them a job. Amen. To get rid of you. Talk against you. Talk against that. Amen. We're in that era. We're in that era. Amen. But not only that, but for us church-wise, amen. The one thing the enemy trying to do, keep our minds off of winning souls. The Bible says it's a wise person that wins souls. Amen. To Christ. If the enemy can keep you from thinking about helping your brother, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, your neighbor, amen, your co-workers, about their soul, amen. And Paul already has recorded that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It might look like it. You might not like the way they talk, what they look, even the pigmentation of their skin or their language. We're not about that. We're about the blood of Jesus. We want somebody else to know what we know. Amen. Let them know, yes, we are flesh. Yes, we live. In other words, we are human. I'm going to say that. We are human. But we are about Christ in a loving way. In a loving way. Amen. So let us try to find a way to win others. Amen. Let's try to find a way to carry these testimonies we've been talking about tonight to other people. Some families don't have Bibles. Some have been brought up. Amen. You go in the home, the mothers, they don't have time even to think about church or the Bible. they're so wrapped up in salvation. I mean, survival. The man in the home is about salvation of his family. He's about salvation of his family, his home, as well as the mother, salvation of her own children. Amen. How are they going to deal with these clothes in school, masks, and you need a shot, you don't need a shot. Amen. You need to go to school, you don't need to go to school. Amen. I heard about this, and I heard about, amen. Who you have to give them what you know and live what you know, and God is with you. We're not alone. We're not alone, brethren. God said, I'll be with you. Like we were saying tonight, that's true. God don't lie. He don't lie now. Jesus don't lie. Amen. We can pray for others and intercede. The prayer of intercession can bring us out. All right. All right. You can touch question one. Maybe someone else want to go back over what has been said. All these, we have other callers. If you want to press one on your phone, we accept you. Like we say, we give you the last four digits of your telephone number. We call your area code and the last four digits of your telephone number. You don't have to give your name because all these material here are being broadcast all over the United States and the world. Amen. We know many scammers out there, so we try to protect you as much as possible. Amen. But your word and your testimony will get through. Your word and your testimony will get through, and that's what it's about. God wants to tell his word. He's about marketing before, amen, for computers and advertising and everything. That's how he was advertising. So you go into all the world, amen, tell the world. That's our commission. Wherever you go, you take the church with you. Take it in your heart. All right, brethren, you call 1-800-255-1855-236-2252 or 1-472-158-816. Press one on your phone. Those of you that want the church website, amen, and you want to go to church website, you can go to jci.com, www.jciministries.org, jciministries.org. If you want to view this program again, you go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can view this broadcast again and many more that over the last 3 or 4 years. Amen. You can enjoy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. You can also look at our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. All right, we're talking about the way of the truth. And we all have been caught sometime in this situation, amen, that we believe things that we hear, because, you know, faith comes by hearing. Whatever you hear, and you hear it long enough, that's why you find advertisement, some of the best food or best restaurants or store that you know, constantly on television, constantly on the radio, advertising their product, because it takes 2 or 3 times that the mind will begin to register. Amen. Record it down in your spirit. So when you hear it or you listen to it, amen, it's become a part of you. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. We're still here now. Maybe someone else have another testimony. Maybe someone else, or you can call a friend and tell a friend at Blog Talk Radio. is on the air and they can be a part of it. Amen. We still have some time left concerning, amen, the way of the truth, the way of the truth. Amen. It's easy to get saved. It's easy to come to Christ. Amen. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Amen. He means that his way of living is easy. You just have to keep his commandments. His way, his commandments is not a heavy yoke, amen, upon his life, upon your life, like it was many years ago. Amen. Before, during the time of the Old Testament, amen, the time before he went to the cross, Jesus was walking in the Old Testament way. He was walking in the old time of Moses and all the work that Moses had done, and it was recorded through the scrolls, amen, the Ten Commandments, and it's still here. Jesus' words is still here, amen. He just made it easier, amen. He did things easier for us, and some don't like the way. Amen. But you don't have to work to be saved. You don't have to work, amen, to accept Christ. Amen. He made it easier for us. Amen. So the way of the truth, amen, is easy. Accepting Christ, you do, when you pray, you put him out there. You put him out there in the beginning. You put him out there and talk to him, amen, and discuss things with him, discuss your heart with him. And he that is in you, amen, the Christ in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. We're looking at Proverbs 24:6 says, for by the wise counsel thou art made thy wall, and the multitude of counselors their safety. And that's what we're working at in this broadcast, the multitude of counselors their safety. By your testimony, my testimony, comments, our brothers and sister comments, there's safety. Proverbs 16. See, a just man falleth down seven times. Proverbs 24 and 16. Proverbs 24 and 16. For a just man falleth down seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall to his mischief. Amen. So much stress and so much wickedness going on and things that are happening, amen, bankruptcy, fires, floods, amen. The average Christian, the average brother and sister, amen, might be tempted to fall away and things that happen, amen. But God says, amen, Proverbs says 24:16, he said, you can get up, amen. You can rise, you can pray and ask God, forgive you of your sin. Lord, help me. Amen. He knows your heart. He can rise you up. Doesn't matter how many times you fall down, you can still get up. That's the song say, we fall down, but we get up. Amen. You can get up. And there's a way and a talk that, well, you can't make it. You did this. You was wrong. That's that spirit of disencouragement. Amen. That disencouraging spirit. Amen. Disencouraging people. Amen. And say that God don't love you, you done did this, and always try to constantly remind you of your sin. God does not remind you of your sin. Amen. That's the way. That's the way of the truth. Amen. He doesn't remind you of the things you have done wrong. Amen. You come aware of it through the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can ask God to help you. Amen. He reveal you. You have to forgive yourself. Amen. And press on. Amen. That spirit comes to hold you down. Amen. Disencourage you and say you're not worthy. Amen. To be a child of God. No, you are worthy. That's why you know. But the enemy fight us for what we don't know. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. He teaches us and guides us in the way that people can help us. We all need help. I'm still looking for help. Amen. That's one you can have. Proverbs is a good book. Amen. You can always, the daily power and the counseling and book of Proverbs. Amen. You can press one on your phone. We're not gone yet. We're still here. Got a little bit more time. They're sharing some words. Amen. To help you, because we're helping one another. Proverbs 29 and 18. Proverbs 29 and 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You need to continue reaching out to God, and not only for yourself, but maybe for your family and friends. Constantly have a goal in life. Constantly striving to accomplish something. Amen. To help one another. Jesus came and he died on the cross to help all of us. Amen. Now he's there preparing a place for us. You have to strive to look for something, not about me, myself, and I all the time, but about your children's, your families, the church, your neighborhood, because you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And they're looking to see what's in you. Amen. They want to be a Christian. Jesus gave us in the book of Matthews, amen, and he said, you know, when I was sick, when I was hungry, amen, when I was naked, and he was talking about the sheep, and you came unto me. I was in jail, you came unto me, amen. And all the brothers said, when were you sick? When were you in jail? Amen. When all this happened, he said, when the least one, you did it unto me, you did it unto me. Amen. When you did it unto the least child, that was Matthew 25. Amen. So we think that, amen, our job, amen, doing something, Matthew 25, he was telling about the sheep and the goats. He said, I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me water. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. Sick. That's why God arm us, amen, with the tools and clothing, power to pray for the sick, amen, of courage people, amen. So you have a vision. Proverbs said, well, there's no vision. The people perish. God has given us visions to what? Help other people. Clothing. And that's the way. That's the truth. The thing that Jesus did, that's truth. That's truth. Amen. That's when you walk out of the building, when you walk out of the tabernacle, the church. Amen. You can give someone a helping hand if it's in your power to do so. Do not. Wait a minute now. Paul said, if a man... Amen. If you don't help your own house, you're worse than infidel. Now, don't go out there and bankrupt yourself. Amen. Give all your food away. No, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean that. Amen. Pay your tithes and support the church and ministry. Amen. Then what you have available, amen, after you have sustained yourself, share it with others. And this is where another power come in, giving. Giving is another power. Because when you give unto God, you give back unto you. See how you give unto God? You give unto God to the widows, the offering, amen, the sick and the blind, the halt. When you're helping those people, you're helping the poor, God give back unto you. Amen. God begin to work back unto you. Amen. And you'll find your investment. That's how you invest in Christ. Amen. All right. We're getting ready to pray. We need about two or three those that want to pray. We pray for our audience and pray for those now. Our time is about gone. But we always like to have prayer. Amen. So you push one on your phone. Amen. We'll put you in to pray and have a closing. Amen. Put you in to pray for our audience. Amen. You might know somebody, amen, that's going through the cold up there. Amen. Pray that God continue to shield them through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those that are hungry, there are people now poor. Amen. They need food. And you can pray and ask God to show them the way to how to find food they need. Amen. Clothing. Amen. Maybe they're still not able to get a job yet. Amen. Maybe their mother is still going through with her children. They're being deceived. Amen. Prayer changes things. Believe that prayer changes things. Don't stop that. Put on the whole armor. Prayer. Prayer changes things. Amen. You can push one on your phone, brother. Push one on your phone. We're going to have prayer for those that are listening, for those that are not listening, for the families, for the community, for our leaders that's in authority. Amen. We want to pray for them as well. Whatever God put on your heart now to pray, push one on your phone, and we'll put you right in. Push one on your phone, and we'll be glad to put you in. The way of the truth. The way of the truth. Amen. We love the Lord with all of our heart. Amen. He knows the heart. Amen. He knows the tempter is here trying to tempt your way. Amen. But be encouraged. Courage. All right. You can have any callers. Just press 1. Any callers, press 1 for prayer. Praying over, amen, our audience. Praying over for the young people that's in Christ. Amen. Those that are coming to Christ. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Amen. You just hang on in there. Amen. Just be around positive people and continue to read your Bible. Amen. You can make it through. You can make it through. All right. Need one caller. Our time's about to leave us. One caller. Amen. All right. Father, we thank you, oh God, for those that are called and who else, those that are here. And Lord, we ask you to send your Spirit and your Holy Spirit to touch. Amen. The Bible said where two or three touch and agree. According to Matthew 18, chapter 18 and 19 verse, amen. Where two or three touch and agree here on earth, amen, and agree in heaven. Amen. Loose on earth, loose in heaven. To be bound in heaven and be bound on earth. And Lord, we're here, we're agreeing, oh God, through this broadcast of deliverance, oh God, through this broadcast. All right. Amen. I think we have a caller, 561-5981 for prayer. I think we have one for prayer. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Because without you, we would be nothing. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We ask you, oh God, to bless the people of God. We understand we're living in the last days. We're living in closing hour. But without you, we will fail. We will be like a ship without a sail. We just pray for the ministry. And so it would continue to go on. Bless the shepherd. Bless the listeners. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And the church say amen. Amen. We all agree. We all agree with the victory. Victory belong to God. Victory belong to God. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. You can go to the website. Amen. Very quickly, the website, jciministries.org. Go to our church website, www.jciministries.org. Or if you want to view this broadcast again, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and there might be many more you can view. It's been going on different subjects. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Keep the faith. Keep the faith in God. He'll lead you through each and every day. You've got to believe in him. We thank you for calling. And we love you. Until next time, amen. Bishop Poole and Doctrine of Truth say good night.